the teacher, the phrase indoor recess might evoke a slight shudder. The challenge of keeping young minds engaged and their bodies active all within the confines of the classroom is a familiar scenario during the winter months. Indoor recess is not just a backup plan. It's an opportunity to foster creativity, collaboration, and continuous learning in a different setting. So let's dive into some strategies and activities that make indoor recess a time of joy and learning. Stay tuned. Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple: to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in. No one likes not being able to let your students out of the classroom for a moment and run around to get their energy out. So when the colder months hit, we can be left scrambling to figure out what to do during the time that our kids would normally be outside. And since the weather is unpredictable at best in the winter months, preparation is key for successful indoor recess. Avoid the chaos by having a list of activities ready, even if the weather seems promising. Now, our Review in a Snap monthly No Prep printables offer a range of seasonally themed worksheets perfect for those last minute indoor recess days. These printables keep students engaged in high quality, seasonally themed review activities without requiring extensive preparation time. Now, you're going to want to establish rules for your indoor recess, and this is crucial for any other classroom activity as well. You're going to want to define acceptable noise levels, movement boundaries, and which materials are accessible during this time. This clarity helps maintain order and ensures students understand the boundaries of indoor play. You could also consider utilizing alternative spaces like the gym, cafeteria, or hallways for indoor recess. This strategy not only provides more room for activities, but also a change of scenery, which can be refreshing for your students and you. When possible, rotate between different spaces to keep the indoor recess dynamic and engaging. Physical activity is vital, even indoors. Yoga, Go Noodle, brain breaks, and silent ball games are excellent for keeping students active. Remember, activities like dancing or Simon Says can be adapted to an indoor setting, ensuring students still have their energy out in a controlled manner. Indoor recess is the perfect time for students to express their creativity. Arts and crafts activities like Play-Doh, origami, and directed drawings are not only fun, but also aid in the development of fine motor skills. Use indoor recess to inspire future engineers and architects. Building challenges using Legos, Kinects, or simple materials like straws and marshmallows encourage problem solving and teamwork. These activities can be both fun and educational, laying the groundwork for essential STEM skills. Now, sometimes a quieter approach is needed. Reading, puzzle solving, or engaging in individual projects allows students to wind down and focus. This time can be particularly beneficial after a morning of intense learning, helping students recharge for the afternoon sessions. Technology can be a great ally during indoor recess, but we don't want to use it as a babysitter. Educational games, virtual field trips, and online puzzles offer a wide variety of options that are both entertaining and educational. Balance is key here. Ensure that screen time is purposeful and complements other non-digital activities. Indoor recess doesn't necessarily have to be a break from learning. Incorporate educational games that reinforce math, language arts, or science concepts in a playful manner. This approach helps reinforce classroom learning in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. You can also use this time to enhance those social skills. Games that require teamwork, communication, and sharing are excellent for fostering a sense of community and cooperation among students. Activities like board games or group challenges are perfect for this purpose. Indoor recess can be more than just a plan B for bad weather. With the right activities and mindset, it can be a valuable extension of your classroom's learning environment. From creative arts to physical activities, from quiet time to educational games, the possibilities are endless. By integrating resources like our review and a snap line of resources, you can further enrich this time, making it seamlessly a blend of fun and learning. Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.